因为下个星期是药师佛法会，就星期六星期天有两天的药师佛法会，然后欢迎大家出席，在我们的 Touch Daily Store 有举行折扣，所以有一些物品呢，好像佛品，像小佛塔，他们都有20%的折扣，所以呢，大家可以等下去我们四楼去询问，好，可以先预定，要不然等下下个星期你可能买不到。因为10月11号是乐龄佛法日，然后过后呢，你们会去，大家会去滨海湾花园，对不对？所以那天呢也是没有课，然后过后呢10月中呢我们的 Ken Rinpoche 就要回去尼泊尔了，所以呢我们今年的课呢就可能上到这里为止。不用担心，如果今年讲不完的话，明年还会继续。所以呢，今年到明年这段时间，大家可以在家里练习哦，练习这个怎么样坐禅，怎样修你的止观。然后明年天文觉回来的时候，你就可以跟他报告你的进展。大家先打开《般若波罗蜜多心经》，第三面，《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子。色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰 Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha。
So we do short meditation. So first one, as we learned before, so sit down. You know, correct the seven parasthana posture. Try to sit that, you know.
现在呢，我们来进行个。很短的共修，现在呢，在共修前，我们要先调整我们的坐姿，依七种毗卢遮那佛的坐姿来进行我们的打坐。
So try to sit that, you know, whether you are correct the seven posture or not. Look, you know, from your mind, sit down and look one by one.The seven postures correctly, you are sitting those postures not, then remind that.
我们的坐姿呢是依毗卢遮那佛的七种坐姿来做的。
Then do the breathing meditation. We do about 6-7, maybe 8 minutes like that. So, as mentioned before, so breathe in, out, and you can count up to 21. You know, counting as one, in and out, one, you know, and mentally count. So like that. So you can do that. You know, try to focus your mind on the breath.
现在呢，我们要来数息。那我们数息呢，大概做七八分钟。每次我们呼出去，然后再吸进来呢，算一次。这样呢，我们要算到21次。这样呢，我们是用我们的心来数的。好，将我们的心呢，原念在我们的呼吸上。
So, shouldn't know, like count, mentally counting, so you cannot mix the number.1, 2 to 21 like that. You know, so it will mix, so your mind is not mindful. So again, you have to count from beginning like that.
因为我们是用心来数我们的呼吸的，就是呼出气和吸进去算是一次，所以呢不应该出声。要是我们数到一半呢，我们忘记的话呢，我们可以重新再开始算过。
So after that, when your mind is more neutral by doing breathing meditation, then visualize in front of oneself this space. Visualize the Amitabha Buddha sitting on lotus.
当我们的心呢比较平和静下来的时候呢，我们可以观想前方的虚空有一个莲花座，座上呢坐着阿弥陀佛。
So what do you call it? You visualize Amitabha, you know, level of your eyebrow level of that, direct to that, you know, so sitting on Mundi's lotus and the throne, you know, like that, so like that, that kind of level, you can visualize the distance, you can visualize, if you do long prostration, able to touch that, like that, that kind of distance, you can visualize.
这阿弥陀佛呢就是你的所缘境，这阿弥陀佛呢是坐在个莲花座上的，然后莲花座上的一个月轮，然后月轮上面呢就坐着阿弥陀佛，像阿弥陀佛的位置应该是在你的眉心间这个位置，然后呢它距离你多远呢，就是当你观想你在做顶礼的时候，大顶礼的时候，大礼拜的时候，你的手触及那个地方，你可以触及它的莲花座，那个距离啊，它就在你的那个距离的眉心的那个位置。
So again, so when you meditate, you know, sometimes because problem is we're looking Amitabha Buddha from our eye like that, you know, then sometimes feel a lot of difficulty there. You know, but visualization not done by the eye, you know, but mostly the mental consciousness. So then thinking from the heart, you know, at your heart level, the mind there, but think that the Amitabha there, you know. So that if you do that, that must, that's more easy.No, sometimes if we don't know, then we're just looking from the eyesight, you know, like there's so much pressing. You know, then a lot of different appearance, this and that will happen.
当我们观想的这个阿弥陀佛的时候呢，我们是用我们的意识或我们的心呢来做这个观想，来现起这个佛像的，并不是用我们的肉眼来看这个佛像或看到的东西来做观想，而这一点非常重要。所以呢，我们是用我们的心识来现起这个所缘境，所以用心来现起这个阿弥陀佛的这个像。因为如果你用肉眼看到的佛像啊来做观想的话呢，像你会遇到不同的问题，有时呢你看到的东西不一样，会出现不同的像。
So like that. No, so when you meditate, then you should be relaxed. No, mind should be relaxed.
当你做这个静修观想的时候呢，你的心呢是非常的放松的，是一种非常舒服的心境来做这个观想的。
So like that. Then you visualize Amitabha Buddha in front.Or on the space. So like that, then okay, try to get that visualization clear as possible. Maybe 5 minutes, like that. Okay, so red in color, wearing the robes, then putting his hand together, the meditation posture. So like that, the radiate light like that, so you can visualize as clear as possible for 5 minutes.
我们以这个非常松、放松的心呢来观想、阿弥陀佛就在我们的虚空前，这样阿弥陀佛我们观想呢要非常的清晰，非常的分明，这样我们就这样的观想五分钟。这个阿弥陀佛呢的身呢是红色的，他身穿袈裟，然后双手呢是合在一起的，放在他的脚上面，然后他身体呢是发出红色的光芒的。我们就这样观想五分钟。
So like that. So then I have to make the right offering. So.
现在呢，如是观想后，我们现在要做这个灯供。
Like that.
大家要保持你的。观想境，你的所缘境。
Okay, so now, we have light in front of oneself, so then visualize, just not one light, so try to visualize many as possible, whole universe, whole space covered by the light, so you can visualize that.
现在呢，每个人的手上或你的桌子上呢，都有一盏灯供。像我们要做观想，我们观想我们手上的灯呢，不只是一盏，而是把它化现为无量无边，很多很多的灯供，布满整个虚空。
Also the place, also visualize like Amitabha Pure Land.
然后呢，我们所处的这个地方呢，并不只是普通的地方，而是我们把观想成为阿弥陀佛的极乐世界。
Okay, so now, think that you are making offering this noblest light to Amitabha Buddha. So on behalf of all sentient beings.
现在观想呢，我们代表众生，跟阿弥陀佛呢，做着无量无边的灯供。
So now think that Amitabha Buddha receive all your offering, then generate great bliss in his mind, or feel extremely happy receiving the offering.
阿弥陀佛呢，接受到了我们的供养，所以呢，升起大欢喜心。
So then now think that nectar or light rays come from Amitabha Buddha, into oneself and other sentient beings, then purified all their mental suffering, the physical suffering, the cause of the suffering are totally purified.
因为升起这样的大欢喜心，从阿弥陀佛的身上放射出大光芒，并降下甘露。这光芒和甘露呢，进入了我们的身体和所有的众生，净化了我们所有的心理和生理上的障碍和一切痛苦烦恼。
Okay, then lastly, then do your dedication by making this light offering. May I become like Amitabha Buddha, able to have noble sentient beings.
因为这样的供养呢，现在呢，我们累积了功德，我们就要做一个简短的回向，愿以此灯供功德啊，回向我们能够成就阿弥陀佛的佛道。帮助无量无边的众生。
So, the short meditation is important, and especially you really like to go to Amitabha Pure Land, then you must do this meditation. Otherwise, there's no way to go to Amitabha Pure Land.
这个简短的修行方法呢是非常重要的，尤其是那些想要去阿弥陀佛极乐世界的佛友们呢，这是你的修行的功课。如果呢你没有做这样的修行的话，是没有办法能够在下一生往生到阿弥陀佛的净土。
Okay, so those who want to go Amitabha Pure Land, who wish to go, then important is to one important the cause is to visualizing the Amitabha and his inIs pure land. This is the one thing to meditate. Think about the life. Then the next, the second one to accumulate merit, purify negative karma. This is the second thing. Then third one, be good-hearted. So this is the fourth one, no, third one. The fourth one is to making a strong dedication, you know, always. Whatever you create, the cause, virtues, you know, then dedicate that. All this become cause to take rebirth in Amitabha Pure Land, making strong dedication.
所以那些想要去阿弥陀佛极乐世界的佛友啊，那些发愿要去的佛友，这有几点是非常重要的，大家要注意。就是呢，如果想要往生极乐世界的话呢，首先呢，我们要能够观想阿弥陀佛，还有他的净土，就是刚才我们做的那个很简短的观想方法啊，这点是非常重要的。然后呢，我们就依着刚才的方法做那个灯供。第二个重点呢，就是如果要想要往生阿弥陀佛净土的话呢，我们要很积极的去积累我们的善业福报，然后呢，我们要积极的净化我们的恶业，我们的障碍。第三点呢，第三个重点就是我们要保持拥有一颗善良的心。然后第四个重点呢，我们就是要发愿往生阿弥陀佛的净土，因为无论我们做了所有的善的功德，无论多大多小的善的功德呢，我们都将它回向，让我们能够在下一生呢往生到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界。所以这四点呢是非常重要的往生方法。
OK，
大家都记得了吗？
Okay, any question? Any question to go to Amitabha Pure Land? You have?
大家有什么问题吗？要往生极乐世界的问题？哦，有啊，来。哦，往生阿弥陀佛极乐世界有四个重点，第一个就是要做观想，观想阿弥陀佛，还有他的极乐世界。第二个重点是我们要去累积善业福报，然后净化我们的恶业，我们的障碍。第三点是要保持一颗善心 good heart。 OK， 第四点就是要发愿往生，就把我们所积累的功德，无论大小功德，全部的一切都回向，让我们能够往生这个极乐世界。所以四点，第一，观想阿弥陀佛及净土；第二，积善净恶；第三点，善心；第四点，发愿。第一，观想；第二，观想阿弥陀佛净土；第二，积善净恶；第三，善心；第四，发愿。这样记会比较容易。OK，Sorry 啊。
对不起，我想请问仁波切，就是除了 这以上的四点之外，还需要说每天要念诵多少阿弥陀佛的那个佛号，或者是要念诵那个咒语吗？谢谢。
The question is, Rinpoche, apart from these four important points to take rebirth in Amitabha Buddha Pure Lands, do we still need to do some chanting? For example, how many names of the Buddha, how many times of names of Amitabha Buddha must we chant? Or must we chant, how many times of the Amitabha Buddha's mantra must we chant?
How many times?
How many times per day?
possible, the chanting, we need to chant 24 hours.
如果能够的话呢，你能够持续啊，一天二十四小时都念他的佛号的话，是最好的。但念佛号不一定是用嘴巴念的。
所以请问是念佛号，不是念那个咒语，对吗？是佛号。
So do we chant the name of the Buddha or you chant the mantra of the Buddha?
Actually, the mantra, most of the mantra is the just name, you know. Actually, it's the name, but no, then I don't know how to translate it.I mean, there's no difference. You chant.
其实是没有分别的，因为呢，其实这个咒语呢，很多时候都是那个佛号来的。那咒语和那个佛的那名字，它的意思是一样的。
Whether you recite the name of the Amitabha or the mantra of Amitabha, it's okay. Both you can do.Whichever you prepare is okay. But most important is to have the develop faith and devotion, you know, to Amitabha. So this is the most important thing. The chanting, yeah, name or mantra, whatever is okay. So.
其实呢，不论你是念诵佛号或者念佛的咒语的话呢，其实两个都可以做，或者你可以选择其中一个做，其实都是没有什么分别。可是最重要的就是你念的那个心态，然后你的心要是非常虔诚的，你要深信哦，你能够成就的。所以那个心态念的那个心其实是比较重要的。
谢谢。
Thank you.
Okay, back. Okay. What to talk, huh?So we talk a little bit about the developing karma biting. So mentioned by the the Maitreya Buddha, one of his texts, you know, developing karma biting, you know, applying eight antidotes, avoiding the pine fault, yeah. Mm.
现在我们继续讲我们如何修定得止，就延续上个星期的，现在我们讲弥勒佛他的教导，就弥勒佛的开示，那有开示说我们修定得止的过程中，我们会有五种过失，这样我们需要有八种对治的方法，这八种对治的方法就叫做八行。
So, the five poles, the first one is the laziness.
这五种过失呢，第一种呢，你看那个发给你讲义叫懈怠，可是如果用我们普通人听得懂的华语的话，就叫懒惰。
Okay, so, I mean the laziness is.For everyone, for example, you want to go Amitabha Pure Land, that obstacle is the laziness. You must enjoy effort, whether practice, chanting, meditation. No, must have this joyous effort from the heart. If you want to Amitabha Pure Land, also you need that. But here we talk about developing karma biting, then you must avoid the laziness. Yeah.
其实这个懈怠呢，就是有时候我们想偷懒一下了，这懈怠就放松了，然后休息一下了。这懈怠其实跟我们要修去阿弥陀佛极乐世界是一模一样的。因为我们如果要成就去阿弥陀佛的极乐世界的话呢，我们也不能有懈怠。 就是说我们也要勤念这个佛号啦，或者佛的咒语啦，我们要做观想阿弥陀佛啦等等，这些功夫呢，这些修持的方法，我们都是需要很勤劳的、很勤力的去修持的，不能有懈怠的。同样的，在这个修定得止在我们在修行这个，他们英文讲的，我们翻译成三摩地，修这个三摩地的过程中呢，我们也会遇到这个懈怠这个障碍。
So here, so, how to explain, you know, from the eight antidotes. So the poor is antidote to the laziness. You know, from the eight, the poor is antidote to the laziness.
所以在对施对治这个懈怠呢，其实有四种方法，就五种过失了。第一种过失就要用四种方法来对治。
You write down the board. Listen this poem. Paul Antidote, maybe write down.Can you see? Okay.
你们的讲义里面都有It's inside the notes It's inside the notes printed
So
那先没有拿到讲义，等一下你举手，等一下我上去楼上再印过。因为发那讲义那个软件呢，我做的我弄的那个软件呢，那个电脑软件坏掉了，所以没有办法再重印，所以要从这边复印。
That's one. Anyway, we already had out the notes, so we have time. October, November, December, January, 4 months, you can do the homework.
Rinpoche 想上个星期发了讲义了，所以因为今天是最后一堂课，然后过后我们就休息四个月，对吗？到明年我们才开课，在这四个月当中呢，你可以熟读这个讲义啊。到明年回来的时候，你可以背给他听。
Okay, you read. We haven't gone through. We haven't finished. So just read. Any question, write down. Okay, then if you read for 4 months again and again, then next time when I talk, very easy to understand. Yeah.
所以呢，你可以先读完整份讲义，然后你看看你有什么问题，把你的问题记下来。所以呢，明年呢开课的时候呢，当仁波切讲的时候，你就很容易就明白他在讲什么。然后你有什么问题可以直接发问。
Okay, so next time then ask more questions. Yeah.
所以下次就可以，你们就会有很多问题问了。
Okay, so here, so. So laziness, the how to overcome the laziness. Yeah, so this is super important. So the first one, paid or competent.
所以呢，这里呢，当我们在修定的过程中呢，我们首先呢会遇到的第一个障碍就是懈怠，就是我们 懒懒散散不大想去修，所以对治方法呢就是要升起这个信。
So how to have faith? First place, how to have faith? Again, you have to understand you achieve karma bhakti. What's the benefit you get? You must understand that in order to have faith, you know, a competent on that meditation, first you must understand what the benefit, you know, what you get after achieving karma bhakti, you know.
这样，当我们在修三摩地哈，这第一个障碍呢，懈怠的时候，我们要用信来对治。这样，我们怎样升起这个信呢？这个信呢，就是我们要了解，当我们修啊，成就这三摩地的时候呢，这三摩地有什么的特质？有什么？如果你看佛经讲，它有什么样的功德？或者更用更浅白的话语来讲啊，修三摩地，你得成就三摩地会有什么好处？或好的地方
？Okay, so if we able to develop this karma bhakti.The single point of meditation, then even this life, you know, so your mind becomes extremely joy, you know, your mind becomes extremely joy. Also, your body becomes really what you call, you don't feel tired, you know, not what we have now, you don't feel tired. Whenever you do virtues, you know, you never get tired, right? So that kind of.Even your body become like that, you know, never be tired like that.
当你成就啊这个三摩地，就是修止得修定得止的时候，当你得到这个止的时候，我们讲三摩地，英文讲 samatha。当你成就了三摩地的时候呢，你的身心呢其实会起变化的，你的心呢。是非常喜悦的，非常开心的一种心。那你的身体呢？不容易感到疲倦，就是你，尤其是在你在行善啊，做善事的时候，做善的行为的时候呢，你不会感到疲倦的。
So when you achieve karma bhakti, then also achieve the pleasure, you know that one.Achieve the planting. Then, when you achieve planting, then what you call whatever object you choose, you know, that immediately able to become meditation, easy to meditate. Immediately your mind go that object to meditate. You know.
而且，当你成就三摩地，不只是身心啊，身心很喜悦，不会感到疲倦，而且会升起一种。叫清安，你会达到清安的这个状态。这清安的状态有什么殊胜的地方呢？这殊胜的地方就是，你要观想什么东西，就是你的所缘境啊，你的一切所缘，无论你选择的所缘是什么，你都很容易得到定，就很容易就完成你的观想，毫不费力。
So also the although you know that immediately also less.You know, you don't have this kind of negative thought, what's called wandering thought, negative thought. Those are also totally strong, you know.
然后呢，你的那些恶的心念、恶的心态呢，会消失。然后你的心呢，不容易流散，
so,
会跑来跑去了。
So because of that, then because of that, not so then.Whatever we engage in the virtues become extremely powerful. You know?
所以呢，因为有这样殊胜的地方呢，所以无论你做什么事呢，你无论是心想的或什么，你做的身体力行的事呢，它的力量呢都变得更强大。
So in Buddhist, the most important thing to develop karma bhakti is to the single pointed karma bhakti meditation, then from there you will achieve very special wisdom through that. You know? Then related with emptiness, then you know, able to develop this understanding emptiness, you know, which is the antidote of the root of samsara. Then able to cut the root of the samsara. You know? then wants a preview from the Supreme Lord.
然后当你得到根据佛教的教义，当我们得到啊修得成就这个三摩地的时候呢，我们就能够进一步去修这个很殊胜的很特别的那种智慧。这是什么智慧呢？就是空性的智慧。你用三摩地作为基础，然后去修这个空性了，然后呢，你就会明白到底佛家讲的空啊是什么。然后，如果你就用这个空呢，能够来对治这轮回的根本，然后呢，从轮回当中解脱出来。
So this we need to know, you know, so what the benefit of the you achieve karma bhajan.What you get, you know, so that if you really understand that, then you have the belief, or you have the commitment or pain, and then you know, there's some that will arise in the mind.
所以呢，我们要明白啊，为什么呢？我们要去修这个啊，修这个止。为什么我们要成就三摩地？因为当我们成就三摩地的时候呢，会有我们会得到种种殊胜的功德，就是三摩地的殊胜功德。像当我们明了这三摩地能够成就这样多的功德的时候呢，我们就会升起这个信心。
So when I paid, when you competed on that, so then the second thing, I do not doubt that. Intention. Yeah. So like that. So second will immediately after that, the intention will come. You know.
当我们升起这个对于这个三摩地殊胜功德升起这个深信这个信心的时候呢，我们就能对这个懈怠。当我们升起这个信心的时候，我们就想要希求得到这个三摩地的心。我们就有这个欲求三摩地的心，也是第二个对治方法欲。
So if you are good paid, you are very competent, then the intention, the strong intention will come there. Not only strong, but also the continuation. You know, will continually have this kind of intention there. So,
所以呢，当我们的信心呢，对这个三摩地的信心呢，殊胜功德的信心是非常非常的强的话呢，我们这个希求得到三摩地的心呢，也会加深，也会强化。当我们强化的时候呢，我们讲这个希求这个三摩地的心，这个欲求心呢，并不是指一时的，而是它能够持续不断的想要得到这个三摩地的心。
So then, if you have this intention, this strong intention, and continuation of that, then from there, you have the joyous effort, you know, then you get really joy to do that. The joyous effort, the third one, will happen, yeah.
当你有这个持续不断的希求得到三摩地的欲心的话呢，你就会很用功的去修去正修，所以呢，你就有这个勤，就第三个对治方法。
Okay, so if you have that, you know, like faith, intention, joyous effort. Through that, when you have joyous effort, you know, then your laziness.Is become antidote for that laziness, you know. Then you don't have laziness to meditate, to develop karma bhajan.
所以，当你升起这个很强的信心的时候呢，你的欲求三摩地的心呢，也会跟着升起。当你升起了很强烈的欲求三摩地的心呢，你就会勤力的去修习啊这个止。当你勤力的休息的时候呢，它就变成对治这个懈怠的方法了。
So if you have that, if you have that, then it makes, then really, I don't know, if you have the joyous effort, then really, what you call, then, I don't know, really pushing.From your heart, you know, really pushing from your heart to meditate, you know, really from the heart. The joys come from the heart and push yourself to meditate. You know, so if that happened, then Is it Jibalu? The Kama Bhajan.
So, 当你升起这个喜悦精进的心的话，就是第三个这个勤呢，喜悦精进的这个心呢，不断的去正修的话呢，不懈怠的去正修的话，你就很容易呢成就这个三摩地。
Okay, so through that, then you are able to achieve the pleasure. So that happen when you achieve karma biting that, so pleasure will happen. So that time, you don't have lazy.Your lazy is totally gone. You know, so whatever you engage in the virtues, you don't get lazy. You know, your mind become happy, then your body become very flexible. Yeah, very flexible. Just, you don't feel tired at all. You know, whenever you do virtues, it's just your mind is so light. You know, you don't feel the tired. I don't know how to translate it.
所以呢，当你有这个精进的心呢，一直不断的去正修的话呢，你就能成就这个三摩地。你成就三摩地的话，你就会得到清安。你身体得到清安，就刚才讲的，就是说呢，那当你得到清安的时候呢，你的这个懈怠呢，就完完全全断除了，你就不会有任何的懈怠。所以呢，你的。怎么讲呢？你的身体呢是非常非常的灵活的，灵活的怎么说呢？因为你的心呢是非常喜悦的，所以你的身体呢不容易感到疲倦。尤其是当你在做善的功德、善的事业的时候呢，你的身体不会容易感到疲倦，它是非常的灵活，然后非常的舒适的。
Okay, that's the Paul's laziness. So to overcome this laziness, so that's Paul's antidote. Yeah.
所以呢，要对治刚开始修这个三摩地的话，修这个止的时候，对治这个懈怠这个障碍的话，就有四种对治方法。第一个就是信，然后欲、情、清安。
Okay, so this the.Then the second fault is the forgetting the object.
Yeah. 当你没有这懈怠的时候呢，另外一种障碍就会出现了。这第二种障碍就叫做忘失教授，也就失去正念了。
So, for antidote for that, so is mindfulness. Yeah.
然后它的最治方法呢，就是正念。I write on the book.
So, I think last class I mentioned, so the question is, what is mindfulness? Yeah, so I mentioned last class also.
So, Ken Rinpoche 在上堂课呢，其实有讲过，他就问过呢，什么叫做正念？他们讲正念来对治，正念是什么东西？
那 here, so...So here, you have to understand that way. Also, I mentioned last time, mindfulness, what is the object of mindfulness? You know, so somebody asked this question, object of mindfulness is something you have familiarized in the past, before. Yeah.
就上堂课其实 我们有人有问过了，那正念啊，对吗？像正念的所缘是什么？其实他问的问题是正念的所缘是什么？正念的所缘呢、其实就是我们熟悉的东西，心熟悉的东西。
You understand? Oh no.
对，所以的所缘。你的心所想的那个东西。
So what I mean, what I so sometimes you might think that why need to know so many words, you know? You may think that why we need to know so many details, you know?
有时我们可能会想，哎，为什么我们要知道这么多？我要学这么多东西？
Yeah, but my point is, if you want to know more, if you're reading really the extensive teaching of the Buddha, you know, the teaching of the Buddha, you want to know entire teaching of the Buddha, then this word are need to know, you know.
我们要知道这样多要学这样多的东西啊，就是佛教讲的学处嘛。它的重点其实是，如果我们真的想学或者想明了佛陀所说的，像我们要学佛陀所有的教授的话呢，他讲些什么，我们就需要学这些东西。
Yeah, so by learning this word, then you read the Buddha's teaching, not that you are able to understand better.
所以呢，当我们学这样多东西的时候呢，我们就会真正的去学到佛的教导，所以我们就会明白佛到底教了些什么，他说了些什么，他为什么这样说。
Okay, like so, then you like that. Then what the aspect of the mindfulness? You know what the aspect of mindfulness? Then, not forgetting the object. Yeah.
听得不大清楚，我没有正念，我正念流失了。就是说，当我们了解这些时候，我们就懂什么是正念。正念呢，其实就是不会忘失教授。你可以问问题的。你可以问什么叫教授、so, you want to ask because the Chinese translation is not forgetting what is being taught, the Chinese translation. So they want to ask what is the meaning of being taught, not forgetting what is being taught
Being taught, I mean, can be related. Being taught means when the teacher describes what is the object of meditation, how the object of meditation looks like, how to meditate, you know. Teacher teach that way, then not to forget that, what the teacher taught. According to develop karma biting.That topic, you know, shouldn't forget what the teacher teach. If you want to develop karma biting, then you must understand. Don't forget what the teacher taught, how he explained, you know.
其实这个不忘记教授啊，就是当导师教导我们怎样去观想，我们的观想境，我们观想境是我们的心识升起的，对吗？我们心升起，我们不是用眼睛看的，心升起，所以是我们的心的所缘。所以我们的这个所缘境当老师讲哦，我们的所缘境，我们要怎样去观想？我们所缘境呢，它是长什么样子的，什么颜色啦，什么之类的。然后我们要怎么样去观想这类的？这就是教授，就教授的意思。所以我们要根据老师教导的，配合我们自己的了解，然后去做这个观修，这个就叫做教授。所以就是不忘师教授，这教授指的是这个根据三摩地这个得止啊止观修行的方法的教授。
So like that. So that the function of the mindfulness. I don't know what is the function. Function of mindfulness is one's mind not to distract, not to distract. Then also function of mindfulness is able to put your mind continually on that object.
所以呢，你可能问，正念的作用是什么？正念的作用就是让我们不忘是教授了，你可能会这样讲。可是它究竟的意思又是什么呢？就当我们有正念的时候呢，我们的心呢就不会流散。我们心不会流散的话，我们的心呢能够持续的源于我们的所缘。心能够持续不间断的源于我们的所缘境。
Okay, so now make it simple. Okay, so what's mindfulness? Okay, so for example, when you look the Buddha's image, then you have looked in the before you have looked the Buddha's image. You look at the Buddha's image. After that, don't forget that image. No distract, just not forgetting that image. So that kind of mind is called mindfulness. Not forgetting the object, what you've seen before. Yeah.
所以呢，什么是正念？就是天荣姐举一个很简单的例子，比如说我们以佛像为例，就佛的彩绘了绘画，然后佛的塑像。OK， 我们先看了这个佛像，然后随便一尊佛了，我们看那个佛像。那过后呢，我们没有看佛像的时候呢，我们的心呢能够升起那个佛像，佛的相貌啊、姿态啊、容貌啊、衣服啊、颜色等等，而没有看的时候，我们能够升起，我们不会忘记。它在我们心里面呢，我们能够意念得出那个形象啊，而且是很分明的啊。这个呢就是正念，所以正念呢就是不会忘失你之前所看到或所熟悉的东西。
So then after that's the what called there's another mind called vigilant or introspection or introspection yeah.
introspection
yeah introspection yeah.
当你不会忘失这个教授的时候，你有这个正念的时候，你的心能够系于你的所缘境，那另外一个障碍就来了，一个过患就来了，那个就是就是你需要用正知来对治。
So now the third obstacle is to during the meditation, with the mindfulness, so that you found the object. Yeah, so don't forget that object, then put your mind on the object with the mindfulness. Don't forget the object. So this is the second one. Yeah.
所以呢，这个第二个障碍是妄失教授，所以呢，我们要以正念来对治。当我们有了这个正念的时候呢，我们就能将我们的心呢，源于我们的所缘，然后源于我们所缘的时候呢，我们就不会妄失我们的所缘境。
So then, after you found the object, then when you meditate, so there will be a lot of two obstacles. The two main obstacles is excitement and the laxity. So that's the third part. Yeah.
当你的心呢能源于你的所缘境的时候呢，哦，另外一个障碍就来了。可能你就遇到另外一个过患，那过患呢就是沉默和掉句。当你不会忘记你的所缘境，你有所缘境了，可是呢沉默和掉句可能就发生了，这样我们应该怎么样办呢？怎么办呢？
OK, so antidote to that is vigilant or introspection. OK,
所以当沉默和掉句呢发生了，你的心能够源于你的所缘境了，所缘境已经出来了。可是呢，当这个沉默和掉举发生的时候，我们有什么对治的方法呢？这对治的方法就是用正知来对付。I'm right on the ball.
Oh, right. Excitement, laxity, vigilant.
这个英文名他们没有统一，洋人还没有统一这些这些修的名称哦，所以他们的正知他们有些翻译成 vigilance, 有些翻译成 introspection。华文因为几千年前都定下来了，所以就只有一个名称。
So now, maybe talk about the excitement. Yeah.Maybe about the excitement. So, what is excitement? So,
现在就来谈什么是吊句。
So, you can see, so excitement also have different level. You know, very cross excitement and also very subtle excitement. So they can be.Two different excitement.
当我们谈到吊举的时候，我的这些吊举是有不同的层次的，它有细分的吊举，还有粗分的吊举。
So the gross one is, easy. You know, when you meditate one object, before your mindful, you don't forget.Your mind there. So then suddenly because of some kind of attachment, you know, thinking about the food, attached to the food, then your object of meditation disappear. You know? Because attached to the food, the thought come. Then your mind, you know, object of meditation disappear. So then that kind ofThinking of the food, that kind of gross mind. So that is the gross, what call excitement.
像当我们讲调局呢，它有粗分的调局，还有细分的调局，到底讲的是怎么一回事呢？就是当你在正修啊，正修你的那个三摩地的时候，你在很用功的去修行的时候，那你修行你的所缘境呢、啊，这样有正念呢、啊，你不会忘失你的所缘境哦、啊，这样你就进行的非常好。那突然间的一个可爱境出现在你的心里面，这个可爱境呢是由贪念所设的，所以它属于不善的。啊，这样这可爱境出现的时候，比如说，当突然间你在观想的时候啊，在修这个时候，突然间想到那个食物，哎，非常好吃的食物，你非常喜欢吃的食物，在你想到这食物的时候，你的所缘境就突然间不见掉了。哦，这个就是粗分的调举。
So also they make different shit. The excitement is the part.Some part, like a part of one time. Excitement is like attachment, you know, part of attachment like that. So like that. The wandering mind, you know, wandering mind also disturb from the meditation, you know, so but not exactly same. Wandering mind and excitement is not exactly same. You know, excitement is part of the attachment like that.
所以呢，我们这里有一些新的那个新类的分析哦，就是说我们这个调举呢，其实是属于贪念的一种，所以呢，它是由贪心啊所设，就贪嗔痴啦，这个、三毒里面，它是由这个贪的那个痴呢，贪的痴心所设的，所以这个。调举呢属于一种流散的心。
So now the subtle excitement. So what is subtle excitement? You know, your mind is still your mind is there. You didn't forget the object. You know, your mind is still there.You haven't forget the object of meditation. Haven't forget, but from the side of the mind, no, from one side of mind, it's almost like what you call that subtle sign of coming excitement, no, some attachment arising from the side of the mind. Haven't arise, there's some kind of sign arising from the part of the mind.
细分的调举呢是怎么一回事呢？细分的调举和粗分的调举是不一样的。粗分的调举呢，你的所缘境呢会突然间不见掉，对吗？可是细分的调举呢，你的心呢没有忘失你的所缘，所以你的所缘境还是在那边。可是呢，在你的心的一个比较细微的那个心念呢，就是。还没有开始升起来，可是已经要开始升起来，他就要，就是开始在那边蠢蠢欲动了。
So I think the commentary we pass, I think they might have inside that also giving some kind of example in the text, like you know, giving example of the eyes, yeah, eyes. Eyes, then below water going like that. You know, his eyes look very stable, but below water run, yeah? So something like that, the example they given in the text, I think, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, so this is like your mind is still in the object. You haven't forget, but part of the mind maybe is something, what call, some kind of.Mind appears
distracted already, unfocused.
Going to come, you know, going to come like that. This kind of mind going to come like that. So I think example is giving the eyes and the, below there's the water running like that. Must be there, I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Imagining, visualizing the deity yoga.
Not about that.
Yeah.
In forgetting the deity totally is this gross.
Gross ones. Yeah.
Gross one.
Yeah.
If let's say the attachment is with the rice, but not really the rice, but this is the subtle.
Yeah, not arise. You still you have your object meditation still there.
Yes.
But the sight of mind look like going to, you know, get that mind like.
Okay, 如果你很专注，你还记得你读过的讲义？其实，在讲义里面有这个细分的调句啊，它是在第五面，第五面啊比较下面的，我念给你听。所缘境在心境中消失为粗调句。就刚才讲过的处分的调句，例如观修天身时完全忘记所缘，就是处分的调句。细分的调句它是这样讲的，所缘境虽未丢失，但在心的一角分别犹如冰下之暗流涌动，准备现起可爱镜像，这样的调句为细分调句。就是你还没有忘记你的所缘境，可是在心的某一个角落呢，那个可爱境要现起了，可是还没有现起，可是你的心呢，你的正知的心呢已经知道了，哦，你正知的心已经知道它要现起，可是还没有现起了，已经蠢蠢欲动了，这是细分的调举，这个是很难用话来讲明白的。帕布卡瑞姆就有讲过，这是不能用言语来讲明白的。来 ，Is it only attachment refers to attachment only?
No, no. When you say, as I mentioned before, when you say excitement, then have to be attachment. Yeah.
对，如果你讲这个啊是细分的调举和粗分的调举呢，啊，它是和这个贪的分别心。啊，有关的，它是由贪的分别妄心所摄，像你到可爱境啊什么，都是和贪嗔痴三毒里面的贪心所摄。
Yeah, but as I mentioned before, you know, wandering mind, so that not necessary excitement. Yeah.
流散的心不一定是调举。
Okay, then excitement is wandering mind, have to be.Necessarily have to be wandering mind. Wandering mind doesn't have to be excitement.
可调举的心呢，一定是流散的心。调举的心一定是流散的，可是流散的心不一定就是调举，所以流散的心的范围是比较大的。
Okay, so anyway, like that. So then, I go to the.What called the laxity, yeah, also that have gross and subtle laxity.
沉默呢也分成两种，就是细分的沉默和粗分的沉默。
Okay, so what is the gross laxity? You know, so after you finding the object, then you meditate. Then after you have gained some kind of stability
to
the object, hold the object. You have that, you know, but you don't have the clarity of the object. So that time.Yeah, so gross laxity. Yeah.
正在正修的过程中呢，虽然你克服了前面两种障碍，就是克服了懈怠啊，克服了忘失教授啊，可能你是克服了这个调句，可是呢，还会有沉默。沉默是什么呢？沉默分为粗分和细分，就刚才讲了。这样粗分的沉默是什么样子的呢？粗分的沉默是指当我们能够把心呢、源于我们的所缘境，我们在正修的时候，心能够源于所缘境，不会忘失啦等等。可是呢， 我们所缘境啊，它可以很持续的，我们心能够很持续的源于这个所缘，所以它是非常稳定的，能够稳定的源于你的所缘，所以它就有所谓的住分，心能够住在你的所缘境，就有住分。可是呢，你的所缘呢，没有那个明分，有住分无明分。有住分无明分，这个是粗分的沉默。你的心呢，就是能够安住在你的所缘，不会忘记啊，住在那边哦，就哦，那阿弥陀佛很清晰的啊，住在那边。可是你的那个观想啊，没有那个明分，不清晰的。
OK， 啊，
所以就没有明分。
So now, the next one, what you call, the subtle laxity.
Yep.
So that one, you have the stability of the object, also you have the clarity of the object. But, the part, I don't know,intensity of the mind, from the mind side. The object is clear, your mind is stable on the object. The object of meditation is clear to you, but from the mind, your mind not have this, what call?
It's not intense.
Yeah, not tense to the object. And a little bit your mind become relaxed, you know? Yeah.
Okay. 我大概了哈、哦，什么是细分的沉默？细分的沉默和粗分的沉默有什么不同？粗分的沉默是有住分，没有明分，对吗？你能够观想啊，没有问题，可是就是不清晰了。可是细分的沉默是你能够观想，观想没有问题，能够持续的观想，就它有住分。而且你的观想也是很清晰的，所以它住分和明分都有，它住分和明分都有，可是呢，就是那心的力度没有啊，是什么东西？对
so the subtle laxity is like that. Your clear object appear your mind very clearly. Your mind isis stable on the object, but your mind is a little bit relaxed, you know. Like,
sleeping.
Not really sleeping, but relaxed.
Relax.
Too relaxed, maybe I can say.
Okay, 所以呢，这细分的沉默是你的所缘境有住分，也有明分。就你观想你的所缘呢，你的所缘境啊是没有问题的，你被忘记啊，也不会懈怠，什么都没有哈、哦，而且是很清晰的。可是呢，你的心呢就太过松弛了，太过放松了，松到一点力度都没有。这个是细分的沉默，所以它在那边没有问题，也是很明亮、很清晰，都没有问题。可是你的心太放松，太松弛了。
不是。Hard to imagine.
What?
Very hard to understand. Imagine.
Imagine.
No, very hard to understand. Imagine what state is like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
怎么样加强啊？
哈， how to make it more intense?
Huh?
How to make it more intense?
That we need to talk later part, not this time, next class.
下一堂课再讲。不是，
OK，
怎么讲呢？庞公巴仁波切在里面讲，你要自己进去修的时候啊，你才会懂的。用话语啊，用话来讲是讲不明白的。啊，你自己要去正修，修到那个境界，你才会懂的。他是需要那个经验啊，他需要那个怎么讲，修三摩地的经验你才会懂的。So, 你没有去实修你不会了解。
So here, so to understand what is laxity, what is excitement, so then also like excitement have different level, gross, subtle, the laxity,Then also have gross and subtle. So this is good to know about that, yeah.
所以呢，我们现在讲的是第三种，你在正修这个三摩地的时候呢，会遇到的那种过患了、啊。其实也有遇到的那个障碍了。然后你讲过患就障碍，或遇到的困难。所以呢，这个第三种过患呢，就是沉默和调举。这样调举呢，可以分为粗分的调举和细分的调举。那沉默也可以分为粗分的沉默还有细分的沉默。所以我们如果懂得这两样，其实是非常重要的。
So here, so but in vigilant. So what is vigilant here? So when you meditate.You know, your mind is focused on the object. Then, time to time, you need to check whether your mind is wandering, or excitement, or laxity, you know, during that time, whether it's happening or not. That mind, we check that, you know, so that's called the introspection or vigilant.
所以当这个沉默或者调举呢，我们怎么样去对治他们，有什么应对的方法？这应对的方法就是以正知来对治。正知是什么呢？就是当我们的心啊源于我们的所缘的时候呢，像我们一直在那边正修，像时不时啊，我们就要去检查，用这正知的心念去检查，诶，我们现在我们的心呢是否流散了？我们心呢是否发生调举了？或者沉默的情况是否发生了？用这个心呢去侦查，这样的心呢就叫做正知，它就会告诉我们到底呢我们现在啊在修的时候有没有发生流散、调举或沉默的情况。
Okay, so maybe I think there's some kind of example there. The elephant.Tie with the rope on the pillar, yeah. Then rope is like a mindfulness. Elephant is your mind. You know the pillar is the object, yeah. So then with the mindful, the example the elephant tie with the chain or rope chain on the leg tied to the pillar, yeah.
So.我们当着修这三摩地的时候，你看看那些图画，通常他们都画一头大象，哦，一头大象用绳索呢绑住象的，把象绑住在一个木条上面。这个象呢就象征我们的心，哦，象就是象征我们的心。然后那个绑住象的那条绳索呢，就象征这个正念。那个木条呢，就是我们的所缘。所以呢，我们就以正念的心，正念将我们的心呢，源于这个所缘。
Okay, so then the owner of the elephant, owner of the elephant who look, elephant, whether the rope really get out from the pillar or not, you know. Time to time, the owner check whether the elephant run away or not, you know. So that kind of checking, owner doesn't have to be there 24 hours, yeah. So that's time to time the person check, so that is like an introspection, yeah.
所以呢，那个我们心的大象被正念的绳索系于所缘境的木条上，这样我们的心呢，要时不时哦去检查那个正念的绳索呢是否松了，那象能够逃掉。如果正念的绳索松了，象就可以逃掉。这个时不时去检查的这颗心呢，我们就叫做正知。
Okay, so like that. So depend. So your mindfulness is not as strong, then you need to be vigilant more.Your mindfulness is strong, then still you need vigilance, but less.
所以呢，当我们的正念呢不强的时候，很弱的时候呢，不能专注于我们的所缘的时候，正念不强的时候，我们就需要正知的心呢，时时刻刻去检查。当我们的正念呢越来越稳固、越来越强的时候呢，我们还是需要正知，可是正知可能就不需要那么强了。
Okay, so for example, like the elephant tied with the tiny rope, then it's easier to get out from that pillar. You know, you can cut anytime. So you must be mindful of introspection all the time. Most of the time you have to introspection. If that elephant is tied by the metal chains, a strong one, then of course,Only sometime you need to change. Intervention need to apply only sometime.
所以当绑住大象的心的正念的绳索是非常细的话呢，这大象很容易就跑掉了，对吗？我们这个心很容易就流散掉了。所以呢，我们的正知呢需要时时刻刻去检查，所以我们的正知要非常非常的强。可是如果当这大象的心呢是用铁链，我们的正念是铁链一般牢固啊，绑住的话呢，像我们就大象的那颗心呢、啊、就不容易啊流散，所以我们正知的心念呢就不需要那么强，就不需要时时刻刻去检查了。
Okay, so from the example, then you learn all this word, you know, introspection, mindfulness, then.Laxity, excitement, and those words are need to learn. Then also not only the word, then meaning. What does that mean? And good to learn, you know.
所以我们可以以这个大象脚绑着绳索系在这个所缘的木条上的这个例子呢，来学习有关啊这个啊三摩地啊休息三摩地的这些冥想了啊，什么叫正念啦，什么是沉默啦，什么是调举啦等等啊，学习这些冥想呢是非常有用的。
Right, and you all become. If you all know this word, then you all become a scholar.
所以如果学习学会这些的话，大家都可以成为佛教学者
啊、become PhD
Pandita
PhD in Buddhism
Pandita、
Pandita PhD in Buddhism
所以大家可以得到这个佛教的博士学位
啊、OK I meanThis all word, of course, you are hearing first time, maybe, I don't know, first time. It's difficult, challenging, yeah, but still, you listen many times, become easier. Yeah.
可能呢，大家是有些佛友可能是第一次听到这些冥想，所以会觉得比较难。可是呢，你再多听几次，听了很多次的时候，这些冥想就变得很容易了。
Okay, so,
我是第一二次听到这些冥想，所以你们不用担心。
Okay, we just talk about the laziness. You know, you must cannot be lazy. So you start, you know, always put effort, read, hear, reading, discussion, in order to learn Buddhism. Not easy. Shouldn't be lazy. Put more effort, then everything become easy. Like that.
所以呢，我们比如说我们用懈怠了，懈怠做，或者我们平常讲懒惰或懒散了，哦，懈怠来讲呢，我们在学这个佛法的时候呢，我们是不能有懈怠了，要克服懈怠这个困难，所以呢，我们必须呢必须比较用功，比较精进了哈，多用功一点。然后呢，我们可能就需要自己去读啦，自己去听经啦，然后就可能和一些佛友讨论啦，讨论我们不明白的地方，明白不明白的地方。所以这个过程呢，其实是不容易的。可是如果我们能够用心啊，用心的去精进的话呢，这样慢慢的呢，这些呢就会变得非常的容易，它变成。非常容易的时候呢，我们就没有懈怠了。
Okay, so hopefully, I think maybe next year we can, I think, we can go to the ninth state, and it's still two more left. So,
所以明年
ninth state of how to develop karma biting from the different channels.
所以明年呢，我们可能就明年我们就继续讲。这个另外的两个过患，今天我们讲了三个过患呢，懈怠、忘失教授和沉默和调举，然后还有他们的对治方法。对治方法呢，已经讲了六个，所以呢，明年我们就讲另外两个过患，还有另外两个对治的方法啊。然后呢，明年我们讲完这对治方法，我们就进入了这个三摩地休息三摩地的那个层次。它有所谓的九住心，它的九种层次。然后经过这九住心呢，我们就可以成就，然后升起这个三摩地。
Okay, so I think we just finished the last two. I think that one just write down then.
Oh, just write down the last two.
Last two.
OK, 我们就把另外两个过患呢给写下来。
Okay, so this is the non-application, that's the one fault. Then the PIP one application, yeah.
所以呢，另外两种过患，第四种过患呢就是不作行，第五种过患呢就是作行。
So what does that mean? So non-application. So when you meditate, not then.When the excitement, laxity, when you check with the vigilant, then if you see the laxity, excitement arises that time, then must apply the antidote for that. You know, application means apply the antidote for that. You know, so application, you know.
什么叫做不作行呢？就是当你在正修这三摩地，或者是你看这个讲义，它是翻译成奢摩他，它是不是奢摩他三摩地的时候呢，这样当这个沉默和调举升起的时候呢，其实呢我们就该应用对治的方法。
OK OK then last one application. When you meditate, then you check with introspection. Then is there no laxity, no excitement? Your mind is focusing on the object, that time shouldn't apply any application. Don't apply that time. Just leave. You know, you don't need to do anything. Just leave. Like that. So non-application means that time you don't need to do anything. Just leave like that. So you apply, then that become obstacle. No.
什么叫坐行呢？为什么坐行是一种过犯？就是当你在正修啊，正修的时候呢，这样你用你的正知去检查，那检查然后你发现，哎，其实呢，你的心呢并没有沉默，也没有掉举，你的心呢能够非常专注于它的所缘。可是这个时候呢，你就不应该去应用任何对治的方法。啊，如果你去运用的话呢，它就是一种障碍了，所以它就叫做坐行。
Okay, so that is roughly we finish about the five poles, eight antidotes to develop, you know, from there to develop karma bhakti. Yeah.
所以呢，我们就大概很粗略的讲完了这个，和介绍了这个五过还有八行。那过后呢，我们就可以升起三摩地了。
Okay, then we'll talk next time, you know, to how to excitement happen, how to apply antidote, laxity happen, how to apply antidote, that we'll talk, I think, next class.
所以呢，下一堂课，就明年下堂课呢，我们就讲当这些过患啊升起的时候，比较详细讲了啊，我们怎么样的去应用这个对治的方法。That's a question.
So, we'll apply the, we'll give the notes, so read, you know, during this few months, so try to read, okay?
所以这几个月呢，大家可以啊去啊慢慢的读这个讲义，啊有几个月的时间让你细读。
If you think question, then write down, okay? So this is your homework for 4 months, yeah.
所以这四个月呢，是有功课的，就让你慢慢的读讲义，慢慢的去想，然后呢提出你的问题，你可不可以问题记下来，所以明年就可以发问了。有那个讲义也有英文，有英文版也有华文版啊，本来可以寄给你们那个 software 的，可 corrupted 了，所以我只能印给你们啊，等一下，你们可以举手一下，等一下跟我登记，谁要英文，谁要华文的，或者谁两份都要，我上去 office， 这样你们要等一下啊。Number four
is non-application.
Non-application.
Yeah, the antidote that to application. Yeah.
不坐行，就是说当有沉默和吊举升起来的时候呢，你的正知已经察觉了，可是你没有去应用对治的方法，这个就叫做不坐行，所以它是一种过患。就当有这些升起的时候，你要去应用那个对治的方法的。你You didn't apply. Yep, so it is a kind of obstacles. Yeah.
Some kind of fault, mistake. You don't apply that time, you must apply. You didn't apply, then that's the mistake. Okay, so stop here. Okay, so then we continue next year, hopefully. Huh?
所以明年我们继续讲，这是好的预兆了，就是还没有讲完，可以继续一直讲下去。所以现在呢，我们就做回向，回向今年呢，我们可以回向今年，把我们在这里听闻的所有的功德呢回向啊。 因为今天是最后一次了嘛，今天这一次可以回向整年的啊听闻经教的功德，所以请打开这比较厚的一本那个小册子，第32页。所以你可以想象，你是把今年所有的听闻的功德呢回向给所有和所有的一切众生哦。回向文，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其速升起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切30善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。